Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And this is Elsie.
Today's lesson is day one of this month's literature article. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to tell the story of Don Quixote.
Don Quixote, 唐吉诃德，相信同学们都听过这部著作吧？ It's a Spanish novel, and its full title is The Ingenious Gentleman Don Quixote of La Mancha.
Wow.
唐吉诃德是一本西班牙小说。Pat, who wrote this famous book?
Well, we can give you some background. It was written in 1605 by the Spanish writer Miguel de Cervantes.
Wow. 唐吉诃德呢，这部小说是由西班牙文学家塞万提斯于1605年的时候写成的。Why did he want to write the book at that time?
Well, then, there weren't many novels back、mm-hmm. then, but there were a lot of romances about knights in armor, saving ladies from monsters and other evil knights.
Oh, 原来是当时大家热衷骑士文学，但是关于骑士 knights 的故事实在是越写越夸张，渐渐流于俗套。So the writer, 塞万提斯, wanted to write a different kind of story.
Yes, indeed he did. We're going to read the first part of it right now.
Don Quixote, Knight or Fool? Don Quixote lived in a Spanish town called La Mancha. He loved reading tales about knights. All he ever did was read these stories. He even forgot to eat and sleep. This made him crazy, and he believed he was a knight himself. One day,Quixote made a suit of armor out of old pieces of metal. He put it on, then rode his old horse to his neighbor Sancho's house. Quixote asked Sancho,
Would you like to be my servant?
Sancho was confused. Quixote explained,
I am a knight. I am searching for adventure and treasure. Be my servant, and I'll give you an island.
Sancho didn't want to be a farmer anymore, so he agreed.
Word power!
Crazy, crazy. That soundslike a crazy idea, but it might work. That sounds like a crazy idea, but it might work. Metal, metal. The gate is made of metal, so it'll be hard to break in. The gate is made of metal, so it'll be hard to break in. Servant.Servant. I'm not your servant, so clean up after yourself. I'm not your servant, so clean up after yourself. Treasure. Treasure. Once we find the treasure, we'll be rich. Once we find the treasure, we'll be rich.
Our story begins. Don Quixote lived in a Spanish town called La Mancha.
文章开始提到呢 ,Don Quixote, 唐吉诃德居住在西班牙的一个名为 La Mancha 的小镇上面。Spain 是西班牙的国家名称 ,S-P-A-I-N, Spanish 是形容词西班牙的。那西班牙人怎么说呢？没错，也是 Spanish。
Actually, Don Quixote's real name was Alonso Quijano.He changed it. We'll find out why in a moment.
其实唐吉诃德的真名字是 Can you say that again?
Alonso Quijano.
Okay, 那为什么最后要改名呢？等一下我们就会在文章中找到答案咯。
The article says, he loved reading tales about knights. So a tale, T-A-L-E, tale, is another word for story, but usually one that's told with a lot of imagination.
Okay.
So Don Quixote loved tales about knights. A knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, so don't forget the K, knight, was a noble warrior who rode a horse into battle and wore armor. Knights were brave, but they were also promising to protect the weak and be good at all times.
文章接着写到呢，唐吉诃德喜爱阅读关于骑士的故事。Tale 故事跟 story 呢，这个其实是相同意思的字咯。其实 tale 呢，含有更多想象出来的情节，例如 fairy tale 就是童话故事啦。接下来看到 knight 这个字代表骑士，所以骑士就是穿着盔甲勇敢保护弱者的人啦。不过同学们注意哦， knight 字首 k 是不发音的。
So next, the article says all he ever did was read these stories.
He didn't go anything but read stories about knights.、
Mm-hmm.
他过去所做的一切就是读这些关于骑士的故事。文章中呢，我们看到 A-L-L, all 开头所带出来的一个子句，再加上 be verb, be 动词的用法，怎么用呢？我们有请英文快译通的老师为我们讲解吧。
英文
快译通。
Oh yeah! Hello everyone, this is Celine. 欢迎来到英文快译通。今天要跟大家讲一个语气非常肯定的句型。如果你要表达的事情你很确定啊，那就要学会使用这个句型啦。All you have to learn is this sentence pattern. 没错，我刚刚说的这句话就是你今天要学会的哦。我们来把刚刚那句话拆成三个部分。第一个部分是 All you need to learn.第二个部分是 is， 第三个部分则是 this sentence pattern。 这边我们使用了 all 开头， you need to learn 这个主词加动词的子句，它的功能则是修饰 all， 所以第一个部分呢所代表意思就是所有你需要学的。第一个部分我们要把它看成这句话的主词，我们就只有这么一个主词哦，所以第二个部分的 be 动词呢，我们就要用第三人称单数 is。第三个部分则是一个名词 this sentence pattern 这个句型的意思，所以三个部分组起来就是 all you need to learn is this sentence pattern， 意思就是你所需要学的就是这个句型。我们一起来试试看用这个句型造一个句子，例如披头士 Beatles 有一首歌叫做你所需要的就是爱。第一部分呢，我们一定要先放上 all，接下来我们要用什么？要用主词和动词组成的子句来修饰 all， 这边就是你需要 you need， 所以第一部分你拼出来了吗？就是 all you need， all you need 后面要接第三人称单数的 be 动词 is， 最后再放上名词 I， 就是 love， 拼出来了吗？这句话就是 all you need is love。其实 all 的位置我们可以用 what 来替代，后面就可以维持不变，所以这句话我们也可以改成 what you need is love。 讲到这里，聪明的你一定会想啦，诶，不会只能放名词吧？那如果我想放动词怎么办？别担心，这个句型真的是非常简单，我们只要把动词放上去就好咯，连变化都不用。不相信的话我们就来造个句子，例如啊，最近有一部笑笑羊 Shaun the Sheep 的电影，我真的很想看，但我总是没有时间。我就可以用这个句型来表达我的渴望。我可以说啊， All I want to do is watch this movie. All I want to do is watch this movie. 你看我是不是 be 动词 is 后面直接接了动词 watch？ 那我来考考你啦，如果你想要去海边，你要表达我想要做的就是去海边，你要怎么说呢？请用 what 开头试试看。嗯，很好，就是 what I want to do is go to the beach. What I want to do is go to the beach. 希望你已经学起来喽。See you next time. Bye bye.
Welcome back. Let's get back to our story. He, so that's Don Quixote, even forgot to eat and sleep. He just loved reading that much.
唐吉诃德呢，对于骑士文学疯狂到什么程度呢？文章当中提到，他甚至忘记吃饭和睡觉。That's too ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was very, very crazy about the stories. You know, when somebody gets too crazy about something, it might lead to not only physical, but also mental problems.
Exactly, and he had a problem. The story says this made him crazy, and he believed he was a knight himself. Now, this word crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, crazy, means just not sensible, stupid.
热爱阅读骑士文学的唐吉诃德变得疯狂，他竟然相信自己也是一位骑士。Crazy, 疯狂的。
Let's use it in a sentence. That sounds like a crazy idea, but it might work. That sounds like a crazy idea, but it might work.
必须提到呢，那听起来是个疯狂的点子，但应该可行。这边跟同学们补充咯，对某人某事感到疯狂，也就是热爱某人某事的时候呢，我们可以说 be crazy about something or somebody. For example, I'm crazy about pet.
Pets.Oh, pet.
You.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
我热爱 pet 老师。
Wow.
Oh my
All
God.
Right. Let's okay. quickly get back to the article. We'll talk later.
Okay.
This is when he changed his name to Don Quixote, as Don, D-O-N, is a word that used to mean a noble or a knight in Spain. In English, we would say sir.
Mm-hmm. 原来就是在他认为自己是真的骑士的时候呢，把自己的名字改成 Don Quixote。Hold it, 因为 D-O-N, Don, 在西班牙语当中指的是贵族或者是骑士。
On with the story. One day, Quixote made a suit of armor out of old pieces of metal. Armor, A-R-M-O-R, armor, is clothing that protects you from getting hurt.
回到故事中呢，有一天，唐吉诃德利用金属制作了盔甲。Armor 是盔甲的意思。另外呢 ，make A out of B 代表的是利用 B 来当做材料制作 A 这个东西。For example, you can make a plane out of paper.
You can, yeah.
用纸做飞机，那就是纸飞机了。
So Don Quixote's armor was made of metal,、mm-hmm. M-E-T-A-L, metal. Metal is a type of solid mineral substance from the ground. It's usually hard and shiny, and heat and electricity can go through it. So things like tin, iron, gold, they're all metal.、Mm-hmm. Let's give a sentence. The gate is made of metal, so it'll be hard to break in.The gate is made of metal, so it'll be hard to break in.
Metal 是金属或是合金的意思。又具体到呢，大门是用金属制成的，所以很难闯入。The gate is made of metal. A be made of something 代表就是用某物来制成 A 这个东西。
So next, he put it on, he put the armor、mm-hmm. on, then rode his old horse to his neighbor Sancho's house.
制作完盔甲之后呢，他就穿上他，并且骑他的马到他邻居 Sancho 的家。Put on 是穿上的意思。You can put a hat on, put glasses on, or put pants on. 那脱下来怎么说呢？同学们记得哦，是 take off. Off 这边我们拼成 off.F, 要记得咯 Take your shoes off before you go into the house. 进房前请先脱鞋。另外呢 take off 也是飞机起飞的意思咯。例如 the plane is taking off. Okay, back to the article. Why did he go to his neighbor's house?
Well, this is why. Quixote asked Sancho, would you like to be my servant?So a servant, S-E-R-V-A-N-T, servant is a person who works in another person's house and cooks and cleans and does things like that for them.
唐吉诃德见到 Sancho 就问啦，你想当我的仆人吗？原来这位骑士是要去找仆人的。Servants serve people. Servant 就是仆人、佣人的意思啦。Serve, S-E-R-V-E, 是动词服务。那 service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, 就是名词了。
So we could say, I'm not your servant, so clean up after yourself. I'm not your servant, so clean up after yourself.
我不是你的仆人，所以请你保持清洁。Clean up after yourself, 就是保持清洁的意思。
Now, what would you do if some crazy old man asked you that? I mean, you'd probably react in the same way as Sancho.、Mm-hmm. The article says Sancho was just confused.
Also, why are you dressed up? Are we going to a costume party? 如果是我看到唐吉诃德，我也会跟 Sancho 一样困惑，穿盔甲是要去哪里呀？
Quixote explained, I am a knight. I'm searching for adventure and treasure. So an adventure, A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E, adventure is an unusual, exciting or daring experience.
唐吉诃德接着就解释啦，我是位骑士，我正在寻找一趟冒险还有宝藏。Adventure, 冒险。说冒险我们可以说 have an adventure, or we can also say go on an adventure.
We also saw the word treasure, T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E, treasure, which means a collection of valuable things such as gold, silver, and jewelry.
Treasure, 宝藏，也就是金银财宝的意思啦。它是一个集合名词哦，所以很多金银财宝我们可以说 a lot of treasure.
Yeah, let's use it in a sentence. Once we find the treasure, we'll be rich. Once we find the treasure, we'll be rich.
一旦我们找到宝藏，我们就发财了。
Next, Don Quixote says to Sancho, be my servant and I'll give you an island.
An island?
Nice reward.
唐吉诃德就对 Sancho 说了，当我的仆人吧，我会给你 an island, 一座岛。Wow, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. Well, what does he do? The article says Sancho didn't want to be a farmer anymore, so he agreed. The word anymore, A-N-Y-M-O-R-E, anymore means any longer. We usually use it for things that aren't true or will stop, like I don't live in England anymore.
Sancho 当时呢已经再也不想要当农夫了，所以他就答应唐吉诃德的要求。文章当中呢，我们看到 Sancho didn't want to be a farmer anymore. 保定词 not 再加上 anymore 代表就是再也不的意思。例如 I don't like you anymore. 再也不喜欢你了。Don't worry, Pat. It's just an example sentence.
Oh, okay. So Sancho agrees to go with Don Quixote. We'll find out what happens to them next time, but now it's time to end the lesson.
So Pat, I remember that Don Quixote...had three adventures, right? 唐吉诃德呢找完仆人之后，接下来会有三场冒险哦。Each of them showed that Don Quixote was really out of his mind.
Yes.
Have you ever read any books that made you want to be one of the characters in a book?
Yes, definitely Sherlock Holmes, or what, Formos, is that right? Is that how you say it?
福尔摩斯。
福尔摩斯, yes. I read those stories and I want to be in those stories.
So you want to be福尔摩斯, you want to be, you want to be Sherlock Holmes?
I'd be Watson.
Oh,
I'd be okay with being Watson too. and we have our two heroes. So we've got Don Quixote and Sancho. They're about to start their adventures. So come back tomorrow, then see what happens. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
James was supposed to keep Tony's party a secret, but he spilled the beans.
James was supposed to keep Tony's party a secret, but he spilled the beans.
Hey, it's me, I'm Vina. 又来到我们的小聚会时间。今天呢，来到我最喜欢的蔬菜类鲤鱼 ,spill the beans. Spill 呢，这个字呢，它有洒出、流出的意思。它的三态是spill, spilled, spilled, 还有 spill, spilled, spilled. 例句呢我们就可以这样使用。Be careful, don't spill the coffee on your shirt. 小心点，不要把咖啡洒到你的衬衫上啦。而今天的小聚会啊 ,spill the beans, 和洒出流出有异曲同工之妙，就是呢泄露机密或说溜嘴的意思啦。I like the guy from the other class, please don't spill the beans.我喜欢那隔壁班的那个男孩子，拜托你不要泄露出去哦。而今天的小聚会 ，James was supposed to keep Tony's party a secret, but he spilled the beans. Keep a secret 和 spill the beans 刚好相反，是保守秘密的意思。Be supposed to 呢是你的责任，应该应当要做某件事的意思哦。因此啊，整句的意思为 James 呢他应该要保守 Tony 派对这个秘密，但他说出来了。好吧，让我们再来复习一次今天的小聚会。James was supposed to keep Tony's party a secret, but he spilled the beans. 小聚会我们明天见咯 See you soon!
James was supposed to keep Tony's party a secret, but he spilled the beans.
James was supposed to keep Tony's party a secret, but he spilled the beans.
Don Quixote, knight or fool?
Don Quixote lived in a Spanish town called La Mancha. He loved reading tales about knights. All he ever did was read these stories. He even forgot to eat and sleep. This made him crazy, and he believed he was a knight himself. One day, Quixote made a suit of armor out of old pieces of metal. He put it on, then rode his old horse to his neighbor Sancho's house. Quixote asked Sancho,
"Would you like to be my servant?"
Sancho was confused. Quixote explained,
"I am a knight. I am searching for adventure and treasure. Be my servant, and I'll give you an island."
Sancho didn't want to be a farmer anymore, so he agreed.
Crazy. Crazy. That sounds like a crazy idea, but it might work. That sounds like a crazy idea, but it might work. Metal. Metal. The gate is made of metal, so it'll be hard to break in. The gate is made of metal, so it'll be hard to break in. Servant. Servant. I'm not your servant, so clean up after yourself. I'm not your servant, so clean up after yourself. Treasure. Treasure. Once we find the treasure, we'll be rich. Once we find the treasure, we'll be rich.